Ready to resume our hearing. I'd like everybody to come back in, sit down, so that we can resume. I think Mr. Thomas is going to come back in. Cheryl, is Michael coming in? Yeah, okay. And while we're waiting for Mr. Thomas, right after we deal with the issue of the documents and Mr. Thomas's review of them, we'll go to public forum just to dispense with that. I have three speaker cards, and if there's anyone else in the public that wants to address the board on any item not involving this Los Osos ACL, you can get a speaker card and speak to us for 3 minutes. I noticed here that Mr. Ricano, are you still here? Okay, and Marla Jo Bruton had put on here Los Osos Fines. That was going to be their topic, and then when they were told that they are not going to be able to address this in public forum about this, they then scratched out Los Osos Fines. I'd like to know what they want to address this on. So... okay. Well, we're all here. So, all right. So, Mr. Thomas, I did review or speak with Mr. Thomas about his document review. And he told me that he went through a representative sample. He could not go through everything that was in that box. But he went through a representative sample looking for those documents responsive to the subpoena. And based on what he has shared with me, there's really nothing in there in terms of new evidence that is not also in the record elsewhere, either in other documents or in testimony by witnesses. Is that correct, Michael?
Correct. Yes.
Okay, so based on that, I'm not going to have him review any more documents. And for the sake of brevity, we will dispose of our issue with Mr. Blesky's personal journal diary, although I'm sure, Mr. Blesky, there are some things in there that would be very interesting to us. We'll just leave that for another point in time. And so that'll dispense with that. Okay? So there will be no documents put into the record that came from what box Mr. Onstad gave me. We did flag a few to discuss, but there was nothing new about that, and we're going to leave those out of the record. Okay? All right.
And Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I assume at the end of this hearing we'll get the box back then?
Yes. In fact,
the box is in the file review area where I was.
And you'll get it back.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to note was I noted that they were all copies, not originals, and that they were still warm, fresh off the copier. I just wanted to thank you folks for jumping on that so fast and making it, the duplication happen. And they're all just as you brought them, still in the same file folders.
Okay. All right, let's do this. We'll go to public forum. Mr. Perlman. Yeah, Mr. Jeffries.
Mr. O'Connor wants to talk about the regional plan. I don't know what that means.
Mr. Who?
O'Connor.
Where is he?
Has he got a card?
No. Oh, O'Connor. Okay. Well, I'll find out. Okay, Mr. Perlman, you're going to talk to us about something other than the Los Osos Administrative Civil Liability, right?
I hope to.
Okay, go ahead. You got 3 minutes.
Yeah, one of my first questions, assuming that I was the first one, was can I say California, can I say Los Osos, can I say Baywood? I asked for no interruptions, and I asked for questions directed to me after I finish, that if you wish to ask me questions after my time has elapsed, please allow me to give a complete answer as opposed to a yes or no question, because I've had that experience previously. And I think it's a misuse of public time to have a member of the public challenged on something they said without them then being allowed to rebut. I noticed that Cambria recently has elected to maintain its CSD, to remain unincorporated, And that's something that happened after the last meeting in this building, is someone who lives in San Luis Obispo came up and expressed how interested he was in what we were doing with the sewer and how the CSD is really the last bastion of democracy. It's of direct democracy that's accessible to the people. And I think that's a very valuable comment. It gave me some perspective as to the value. I really hope that, without going into what might possibly happen to this CSD, I really hope that nothing bad happens. This is a CSD elected by the people and for purposes that are obviously good. Obviously, one thing that I should be able to talk about is the CSD is committed to clean water and sufficient sustainable water in this area. And I do appreciate this time. To some extent, I would like to bring up Lori Aiken's comments, which took place at the State Water Board. She did mention that engineers, this is to do with the State Water Board testimony and not with the regional board, but she did state that the engineers, and I don't know where those engineers, which one of the boards they represented, she stated those engineers stated that it would take 5 to 10 years to restart the sewer, and she said that one of the engineers said that it would never be done, in their opinion. I wanted to comment that I believe, 5 and 10 years are acceptable time frames, possibly. Well, and that's debatable. Never, I don't believe, is a time frame that's taught in any engineering school. That would have had to have been a political statement.
Okay, can you wrap it up? It's 3 minutes. And I didn't reverse the clock because I wanted to keep it going from 0 to 3, and that's why you're not seeing the lights flash.
Oh,
so you've had 3 minutes, but I'll give you another few seconds just to wrap it up.
All right. It's just simply to say then that the physical realities of the CSD boundaries, one other thing that Lori mentioned, that the CSD cannot attempt to enlarge its area of influence. However, molecules of salt water or ions of salt water or nitrate molecules do not respect these artificial boundaries, and they do migrate from areas such as Cabrillo Estates, and I hope that that scientific and real measurements are used in future deliberations. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments.
Mr. Chair,
yes.
The public comment period on this item was closed after the last hearing. Maybe you would like to remind the public that you are serious about that and that you would appreciate if they don't go around your proscription of that point so that we can get through this and listen to closing arguments.
Thank you. I agree with Dr. Press. Please keep your comments to not the agenda item before us with Los Osos. Joey Ricano.
Honorable board members, staff, friends at home, Joey Ricano, the Ocean Outfall Group. I thank you for all your effort here today on all sides of this issue. I think we all have one thing in common, and that is the pursuit of a clean, healthy water environment for our coast. I'd like to take a moment to thank Ellen Stern Harris for a lifetime of giving, and the coast is better for it. I think we all feel that way. As you may know, recently at the state board level, there was a precedent set. I've spoke about it before. It's the WWWDR, the Watershed-Wide Waste Discharge Requirement. And what it means is we are now required and expected to take entire watersheds into consideration when we formulate our plans for our water cycle. In this particular case, I've come to the Central Coast and taken a look, and there are fundamental problems, but there's a lot of possibility here. Los Osos, Morro Bay, and Cayucas all need the same thing at the same time. To me, it is the height of lunacy to pursue these projects separately. And it seems to me that the only thing that's keeping it from happening is that there is a climate of uncertainty. I think it's time for us to put the uncertainty behind us. I think that the best interests of water quality are served when we work together. I think it's pretty obvious that President Schicker and her board want the best thing. I think you guys want the best thing, and ladies, I know I want the best thing. Now, I'm hoping that what we can do is we can come together in a spirit of cooperation.
Mr. Vacano, you're getting into the ACL merits and what we're here today to vote on.
Yes, sir.
So
okay, let me get away from that,
Ms.
then.
Keep Ms. Schicker out
yes,
of it, Ms.
Yes,
Packer
Mr. Young.
Out of it, the CSD.
Yes, sir. Let me continue on a different tangent. I'm in the process of creating what I call an ensemble. My ensemble is a group of progressive elected officials from the Central Coast. You'd recognize their names. And environmental activists from the Central Coast. And what we're going to do is we're going to be getting together and discussing progressive issues as pertain to the water cycle of the Morro Bay Estuary watershed. I hope that you will pay attention to the ideas behind these things, such as not building wastewater treatment plants upstream, uphill from waterways, because what happens is we wind up polluting that which we were trying to protect. And so I hope that we can keep the WWWDR, the watershed-wide waste discharge requirement, in mind when we make our decisions, and I thank you for this opportunity to address the board today.
Thank you. Okay, Marla Jo Bruton.
Good afternoon, board. My name is Marla Bruton, and I am from Morro Bay, California. I'm here today to speak to you about the 301H waiver at the Morro Bay treatment plant and Cayucas treatment plant. I believe that in February, I know that you've already written settlement agreements with the Morro Bay and Cayucas plant for a 9.5-year timeline to update that plant to secondary. The plant has been operating under four 301H waivers for a total of 20 years with less than the mandated required treatment of a plant. All of this water goes into the same bay, the same Eshan, the same bite. I'm asking you to look at the issue in it holistically and to look at giving these people 4 years and Morro Bay 9.5 years.
I've asked people not to address the issue before us.
I'm asking to do this holistically, sir.
Listen.
Are you in the tower or the White Tower or what?
No, but I'm trying to move the process along. We have public forum for things not on the agenda.
Okay, Excuse me.
You testified.
This is my minutes. Would you mind?
I'll stop the clock. You'll have a minute
and
a half.
Thank you.
You essentially addressed some of these things before when you spoke. If you want to address this on things not involving Los Osos and this ACL, you're welcome to do so. But I'm not inviting the public to speak now.
All right, this is
on Los Osos.
Okay.
You have a minute and a half.
I have a minute and a half, and I believe that the 9.5-year timeline for Morro Bay and Cayucas to come to secondary treatment is preposterous. Preposterous. And I don't know who is running this. If anybody up there has like minds that can look at real issues and deal with real issues, but that's ridiculous. 9.5 years. The NRDC, Natural Resource Defense Council, says that it's ridiculous. Sierra Club says it's ridiculous. Surfrider says it's ridiculous. Morro Bay residents say it's ridiculous. And I just ask you to please, I know that I'm grating on your nerves up here, but it's a little grating to the citizens as well. And I ask you to look at this holistically and not selectively, you know, giving extra time to some people, and I won't mention what else to the other people. But it's not fair.
Eric Greening.
Hello, I'm Eric Greening.
A second. So far we've had 3 out of 3 talk about Los Osos. Just a little warning there.
Okay, wait a minute. Are there more cards coming up here? Show it to me. No. That's it. No more public comment after the cards I have. Environmentally preferred site? Are you going to tell me that's not related to what we're dealing with? Okay. Mr. Greening?
I am Eric Greening.
Okay, hang on. Jack Hunter, Al Barrow, David Dugan, no more public comment. I'm going to close the public forum after that card. Go ahead, Mr. Greening.
All right. Now I am Eric Greening. I live in Atascadero, and the issue I'm addressing is north of Los Osos in the Estero Bay and some of the interior areas. And it's my concern. I know normally you act reactively because that's essentially the mandate you're given. A problem develops. You figure out how to address it. I'm just kind of giving you a heads up to find if there's any way you can act proactively before our area faces a real disaster. The Bureau of Reclamation still is considering a viable option for dealing with the selenium-tainted tailwater in the western Central Valley. They are still considering as a viable option the so-called ocean disposal alternative, which would mean a pipeline carrying this tainted water across 104 Blue Line streams and dumping it in the ocean somewhere near Cayucas. The final EIS is likely to be issued within the next 30 to 60 days. We don't know when. We don't know what their choice will be. We do know that there are fewer voters here than there are in the Central Valley and in the Bay Area, and so they may try something that is physically absurd and preposterous simply because there are fewer people to object to it. However, the EIS will not be certifiable, and it needs to be challenged because it insufficiently characterized the project they intend to do. There was nothing showing the actual location of the pipeline, the precautions that would be taken at the streams, nothing showing the food chain in the ocean, nothing actually characterizing or limiting the substance or substances that could be placed in this pipeline. There will be no revenue stream for ongoing maintenance of this pipeline for oversight of the construction. It's not like a water pipeline where you have paying customers who are going to continue paying for what comes through it. This is stuff nobody wants. Essentially, this whole Central Coast area needs to be prepared to do everything possible to combat any choice that might be made to dump the Central Valley's problem in our area, in our ocean, and cross our watersheds with a pipeline that hasn't even been described, its route hasn't been described. And so I would just ask, first of all, that your staff stay abreast of this. Second, that perhaps you have some kind of an information item on it at a future meeting. And third, that you simply investigate all your options to help the others of us in the Central Coast that are trying to keep our watersheds free of sedimentation and poison. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I can point out that we did send a comment letter on the draft EIR, or maybe it was an EIS.
EIS.
And we commented on many of the issues that Mr. Greening just brought up in his very thoughtful and appropriate comments.
Does he have a copy of your letter?
We can provide that. Well,
please provide it to him.
We can provide it for the board as well.
Okay. All right. Mr. Hunter?
Thank you. I'm Jack Hunter, a resident of Los Osos.
Mr. Hunter, you are Monica's spouse?
I am.
Okay. It just is appropriate, you know, for spouses to identify themselves.
To acknowledge that?
Yeah. We had Bruce Daniels' wife, when she would like to speak, she would always forewarn us who she was and that she hadn't spoken to her spouse, board member about an issue. But I think that would be helpful
that seems
so that the
fair.
Board knows who you are.
Admitting now that Monica Hunter sitting reclused in the audience is my wife.
Okay.
And thank you for introducing the dynamic to our relationship. When she has something I don't want to hear, I recuse her. She doesn't always go along with it. I'm going to try to talk above beyond the local issue here that we're not supposed to talk about. Many communities along the California coast and other places fight three great threats to their continued existence. And that is seawater intrusion, groundwater recharge, and potentially nitrate and other types of pollution in their aquifers. Any community that does not address all three at the same time has a very high possibility of tying up all their capital in the near and far future against operating on all three of them. And that seems to be what's happening in some communities. I need not name who that is. And that is a fear of many of our citizens that if the disposable income in our community is wrapped up in a project that does not solve all three issues, we are doomed. Thank you.
Thank you. And you weren't referring to the admonition, were you? Okay. Mr. Barrow.
Thank you, August board members, public, and fan club for affordable housing. My name is Al Barrow, and I'm the founder of Citizens for Affordable and Safe, Affordable. I forgot this. Let me tell you about the other one. It's Coalition for Low-Income Housing, which is why I got involved in the first place, and you can see the information on the website. We are concerned about housing for workforce and other individuals as housing costs get more and more up and up. There's a lot of other things that affect their costs. Some of them could be sewer fees if they're out of line with state guidelines. CASE is Citizens for Affordable and Safe Environment. And you can see all the different technologies that we've suggested regarding Los Osos, which is another subject, but that's all on that website. What I want to talk about today is the state laws, how they play together, how the Coastal Commission, how the Water Board, how the Department of Health Services, Department of Water Resources, all working hopefully in concert to advance the state's best interest. You all have your own mission statements. And it seems sometimes there's a conflict where your mission is more important than the other guy's missions, or the Coastal Commission thinks that, maybe they should tread lightly because you guys are the big gorilla. You know, these kinds of things seem to affect the way business is conducted for our state. And if you look at the state website on affordable housing, it says housing is of the utmost concern for all the citizens of the state. And when things come before you that affect housing issues for people, I would appreciate it, even though it may not be your direct mission, it's still state law. And if you would consider that, I would greatly appreciate that. Thank you. And I know I'm a little late. Please don't find me. But Happy New Year.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, David Dugan. And that's our last speaker.
David Dugan, Los Osos. I'm going to speak towards water. Los Osos just got a Severity 3 level rating for their water. And totally ignored by our local press. They talked about Napomo and other places. I didn't find anything in any of the press the fact that we just got granted a level 3 severity rating. Not to talk about what we were talking about before, but it seems to me there seems to be some kind of information blackout on things that concerned Los Osos, unless it's derogatory. This is very important. I would advise the news agencies to get on this one. They are missing the facts as they stand on the ground now. No spin. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, that concludes public forum. And we can now move to closing arguments. And Ms. Okun,